everyone. July the 31st, 2019. It's good to be with you again today as we continue our morning devotions with Brother Mark. Man, can you believe it? We're closing out another month of devotions. I went back and checked to see when I began these devotions. 12/21/18 was the first devotion. I don't know how many I've added, but this makes 7 months. And so it's kind of amazing that we've come this far. But anyway, my goal has been to help you walk closer to Jesus in your discipleship. Today we're going to look at Micah 6:8 as our text in our look in our discipleship. And it says, "He hath showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee? But to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." I know you've probably heard this many times, and maybe even heard many messages on it. But today I'm going to just use this as our scripture for our devotion. And if you remember, Monday we talked about our discussion centered around the walk of Adam and Eve and how their walk was broken because of sin. We discussed how that iniquity separates between us and God. And if we're going to be disciples of Jesus, that we need to repent of our sin and find out those things that might separate between us and God and remove them from our lives so that we can walk in fellowship with Him. So in our text today, we find Micah's words. These words in Micah 6:8 are an answer to a conversation God has been having with Israel, and Micah is asking a couple of rhetorical questions. Micah is using these words to explain to Israel what pleases God. Micah just stated in the first 7 verses of the chapter how Israel is not pleasing to God. If you read the beginning of this chapter, God is calling the mountains to witness against Israel because the mountains were present when God made the covenant with Israel. God asked the rhetorical question, "What have I done to thee, and wherein have I wearied thee?" God says, "I brought you out of Egypt. I gave you Moses and Aaron and Miriam to lead you. And I even stood with you against Balak. Why is it that you're in the condition that you are? How is it that you're in sin?" Israel thinks that their sacrifices will be pleasing to God. Once again, the rhetorical question is asked, and let me just read this to you. Micah 6:6, it says this, "Wherewith shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams and 10,000s and rivers of oils? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression? The fruit of my body for the sin of my soul?" And so that rhetorical question, what's pleasing to God? And of course, Micah kind of answers that question in verse number 8. He answers what is pleasing to the Lord. What pleases the Lord is when Israel walks with him. And they walk with him in doing justice and doing mercy. When they walk humbly with God. Remember, humility pleases the Lord. You know, we can learn from this lesson too. God is not pleased with sacrifices or offerings if our heart is not with him. You know, we can say, if we can just mark off some list of things that we say we do. I go to church and I pay my tithes and, you know, I do all of these things. Just because you click off all those lists doesn't mean that God is pleased with you. God is pleased when we desire to walk with him in humility. God desires us to walk with him. And of course, humility is the beginning of that walk with God. God hates a proud heart. When we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, seek his leadership, that's when we please God. If we're not seeking to exalt ourselves, when we are seeking him in humility, not seeking our own way, but God's way, when we seek the Lord, when we seek to go His way, when we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, these things please the Lord. Walking with the Lord is also walking away from that which separates. Remember that. You're not partaking of sin. You're seeking to please the Lord in all things. So in our discipleship, we'll see the outcome of walking with the Lord. The outcome of walking with the Lord is that we will seek that which is good. We remember the sacrifice which the Lord desires is a living sacrifice, according to the book of Romans in chapter number 12. We give our hearts to Him, and they can be transformed. What is good? You see, what does the Lord require of thee? Let me go back and read that again. What does the Lord require of thee? But to do justly and to love mercy. He showed thee what's good, to do justly and to love mercy. And so we might even think about what is good. Well, that which is pleasing to the Father is good. God is good. So He showed us what is good. And so since we understand what is good, we need to do justly. In discipleship, do that which is just. MacArthur says this about Israel. Israel should have known what God desired, a spiritual commitment of the heart from which the right behavior would ensue. Gill says this, to do private and personal justice between man and man, to hurt no man's person, property, or character, to give everyone their due, and do as he would desire to be done by, which as it is agreeable to the law of God. To do justly, to love mercy. Gill also has this to say, not only to show mercy to miserable objects, but to persons in distress, to relieve the poor and the indigent, to clothe the naked, feed the hungry, and to delight in such exercises. That's doing mercy. This leads us to understand that our walk with God includes a removal of sin and doing that which is righteous. And of course, in order to do that, it requires mercy or humility. And so, what does the Lord require of thee? He showed you what's good. So based upon His goodness to you, you do justice, you do mercy, and walk humbly with Him. Seek and desire a walk with the Lord. So today, Lord, we come to You in prayer, understanding that if we're going to walk with You, we cannot walk in sin. God, keep us from the works of the flesh. God, I pray also that You'll help us to know that if we're walking with You, we will seek that which is good. I pray, Lord, that You would show us the good. Help us to recognize the good which You give. Help us to walk in mercy. God, it's not our nature to be merciful to others. So help us to be merciful so that we can obtain mercy. Show us ways in our lives that we can be merciful. Help us to recognize Your mercy in our lives and help us to emulate that mercy. We thank You, God, that You are pleased with a broken and a contrite spirit. Help us to walk in that spirit so our walk can be in Your presence. Draw us closer to You today, we pray, and help us to walk humbly with You. It is in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark, signing off.